Steve Cochran at 113. Since Radio 720 WGN. Mike, I mentioned taping the news. I got to quit doing that because I tape the news and I'm only on last Tuesday. So there's a lot of stuff that's happened since then.
A little behind times, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm caught up to date in the beginning of last week, so I know exactly what went down then.
Oh, okay.
Laura Stack's on the phone. She could help me out. Laura Stack is an expert on productivity. How are you?
Very well. Feeling productive. How about you?
No.
Sounds like that old news is old news. You're probably safe ditching that.
You think so?
I'm not thinking that's a pretty good idea.
Well, listen to you criticizing after you just met me. Leave the office earlier. Laura Stack is on the phone. That's her book, Leave the Office Earlier, The Productivity Pro. Shows you how to do more in less time and feel great about it.
Yes.
What brought you to write the book? I mean, did you need a little help in your own world, or you just have the answers?
Yeah, like, I'm not perfect. I guess I'm trying to practice what I preach, huh? No, I've been a productivity consultant now for 17 years,
okay.
And this is really my life's work. It's the culmination of the 10 most important things that I think people need to do to be at their productive best every day. So I put it into a quiz format with a hyperlink ability. I don't like people to read from start to finish. That wouldn't be very productive, right? Because then you'd be reading things that don't apply to you. So I give readers the opportunity to jump right to the chapter and to the skill that they need the most and ignore the rest.
So the 10 points you break down into the spelling of productive, right?
That's correct. I use 10 letters, 10 chapters. It's kind of gimmicky, but hey.
No, it's fine. Hey, whatever works, and then you can read it here and there. Now, I do something that I don't think anybody else does, and I know you've never heard of this.
Let me hear this.
I procrastinate. As a matter of fact, I was thinking about putting off asking you that question.
Yeah, we can talk about that later. Why don't you call me back?
What everybody does, right?
You know, they really do. That's the easy thing because we'd rather do something that's more fun. Not only do we get to do the fun thing, but we don't have to do the yucky thing.
Yes.
So, you know, psychologically, it makes a lot of sense to do that. But then the problem is now it's 5 o'clock and you want to get out of the office to go to your kid's soccer game. But
right.
You didn't do that important project, so you just bought yourself a late night. So it's one of the biggest, what's the expression? If you had to kick the person responsible for your problems, you wouldn't sit down for a week.
Yeah, no, I understand that because you would have to, and you'd probably pull your thigh.
Exactly.
But you know, I mean, it's bad. It's really bad. And I believe it or not, I've gotten better. And what I do now is I throw stuff out. I never used to throw stuff out, but I throw stuff out.
How come you never used to throw stuff out?
I don't know. I just
like you might need it again.
Yeah, it's that whole thing about I haven't worn this in 3 years, but I'll wear it again someday.
You know, that's the what's that? The thin section.
No, not in my case, because I'm a twisted steel and sex appeal. There's that. There's the whole thing about, I might need this. I don't need it right now, but
How old are you?
Physically?
Yeah, age.
43. Emotionally, about 12.
No, I mean, you sound very wise. You're very wise.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be higher than that. 43. Okay, so yeah, you're looking at your parents, grandparents, people whom you grew up with, having been raised in the Great Depression. This is sometimes called the Depression mentality.
Yeah, pack rats.
Well, yeah, I mean, we were always taught, eat everything on your plate, because the poor children in, Ethiopia, China, wherever, name your poor country, are starving, and don't throw anything away, waste not, want. My mother used to wash Ziploc bags, reuse a tea bag 4 times so there was no color coming. I mean, these are things that are really ingrained in our minds.
Right.
And now we have a society of people who cannot throw anything away. I mean, don't think that you're alone in this.
But I don't have a system. See, if you don't throw anything away, that you could even make that manageable in some way if you had a system. You know what my system is?
What's your system?
I have the greatest collection of shoulder bags, computer cases, briefcases, soft-sided briefcases, and they're all chock full of funny material.
And you have no idea what's in there, huh?
No, I know where they are.
You know, this sounds like my father, the colonel, who moved from house to house to house, dragging me along with him, of course, and just kept putting moving stickers on top of every box, of course, not having opened them from the house before. I mean, I just said, Dad, geez, just put that stuff out at the garage. Oh, there could be some really valuable tools in there. Well, yeah, and how valuable is it if you never open a dumb box or.
Well, but here's how I'm getting better, and I mean this, and I, people can take heart because I mean I'm as bad or worse than anybody, as my producer will tell you, who right now is plotting ways to kill me and get away with it.
Uh-huh.
I have, over the course of the past 8 to 10 weeks, I have donated to charity 10 bags of clothes.
No way.
10.
How'd you decide what to give away?
The whole, if you haven't worn it in a year, you're never going to wear it.
Okay, good. And so you've realized what most people have figured out, that 80% of
like
what
that.
You have, you never wear. You have this whole closet full of clothes. Oh, man.
I like the way you put that. You've realized what most people already figured out. That's really nice.
Well, you know, they figure out eventually. Should I have said that? I mean, but think about even like your paper. How much of the paper, you just said you've got piles all over.
Yeah, it's insane.
Well, how much of it do you ever really look at?
Nothing.
Not much, 5-10%.
I'm a loser.
Well, that's the trick. It's figuring out, not you're a loser. You just haven't figured out what you really need to keep and what you can get rid of. Most people who spend time, energy, money, resources, filing, saving things, they never look for again. You know, and you have to, if you don't have a system, you know, then that's what I mean, you could go into the office all day on a Saturday and say, well, I'm going to get this place under control, and you can throw all this crap away and get all organized, and then how long is it going to take before you're a wreck again?
Well, producer, again, Buck, who's great, because he has great attention to detail and great skills of organization, and he'll clean up my desk about once every 3 months, and the craziest thing happens. It grows more stuff.
Yeah.
Within like 4 or 5 weeks, there's all piles of stuff again, and I'm not doing it, obviously.
So do you have a heart attack when he cleans up for you?
No, because I know he would never throw anything out, because
he
knows I know exactly where everything is.
He's probably just laughing. You wouldn't know anyway, probably. You know?
No, I've got it all covered. All right, so Ian,
here's what you do.
Ian, leave the office earlier. I know you've got the answer for me, right?
I do. You're going to use a system. This is for you. I'm prescribing you here.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's called the 6 D's. All right.
Okay.
Every time you touch a piece of paper, you're going to do one of 6 things with it.
Okay.
You're going to discard it.
Yeah.
Which is throw it in the trash. Now
right.
You're going to have a hard time with that, but do that first, or else you got to work it through the system.
Okay.
You're going to delegate it.
Okay.
Means get it off your desk and give it to someone else.
Right.
If you can do it in 3 minutes or less, you're going to do it.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's important. 3 minutes or less.
3 minutes or less. You know, that's the opportunity cost. By the time you read something, you think about what you're going to reply. If you put it down, go on to something else. Then by the time you pick it up again, now what do you have to do? Reread it, rethink, you know.
You're right.
A lot of times we have things that we've touched 20 times if we just would have done a stupid thing.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
It would have been done in a lot less time. So use a 3-minute rule, and then if you can't do it in 3 minutes, then the next one is D for date it. You're going to date it, and you need a calendar file. Do you have a calendar file for your paper?
Yeah, a bank gave me one in 1984. I've got it in one of my boxes.
So you have 12 folders for the month, the hanging folders, and you have numbered folders 1 through 31. So if you can't do it, you say, all right, when do I need to see this again? And you put it in the folder for that month, and the folders just keep rotating up 31 days to the next month.
It's a good idea. Did you invent that?
Oh, heavens no. That's old.
No, I know. I'm kidding. I'm just trying to give you credit.
Oh, I wish I could take credit for the old-time calendar file.
Discard, delegate, do it, date it. What's 5?
Yeah, drawer. Drawer. Put it in a drawer, of course. These are things.
Oh, I'm great at that. I got drawers full of stuff.
Do you? Are they filed? Are they organized?
No!
So you got to have your project folders for things that you're working on every month. You have your reference folders for things that are just kind of hanging out. You've got your dynamic folder. You see, most people don't have the right kinds of files. So
most people don't know how to categorize, so they put it away and they go, I'll get to it later.
Yeah, exactly. Or they don't know what to call it. You know, do I call it car, auto, Ford, Bronco? What the heck is this? You know, so of course there are guidelines in doing that in my book. Or they can just download all this stuff free off my website.
Which is, by the way, what?
Which is theproductivitypro.com.
TheProductivityPro?
Yes.
TheProductivityPro.com.
And they can get all kinds of stuff for free. They can also take the quiz that's in the book without actually buying the book. I don't know why I'm telling people.
Yeah, why would you tell people that?
Yeah, I don't know. But the reason is we have a statistician working on the data, so we are comparing hundreds of thousands. We're trying to get as many responses as we can because we want to be able to say with certainty, given your age, given your gender, your income, your industry, your job title, you know, how do you compare with the rest of the people around the world who have taken this quiz? Wouldn't you like to know that?
Well, I would, because, you know, I'm lucky. I make a lot of money to be a goof on the radio.
Isn't that great?
You know, I spend 90% of it at Office Max on containers for stuff that I never put them in.
Do you really?
No, I'm kidding.
Go shopping for all this stuff? Okay, I'm saying that doesn't sound like
discard,
you.
Delegate, do it, date it, drawer. What's number six?
Deter. Deter is a very important step, which means keep it from coming back to you. You know, getting off of mailing lists and unsubscribing and using filters and just not even dealing with a lot of the stuff that land in our inboxes every day. So you take these six D's, and it works, by the way, for paper. It works for email. It works for voicemail. You just must think about it when you pick it up the first time. You stop, you think, which D is it, and then you decide, and you get it there. You know, a lot of people are very indecisive, and they have like 20 half-done projects all over the place, you know, because they haven't made a decision about what the very next step is and where it needs to go. So you have to get out of the habit of kind of just scanning your email. You know, sit down three times a day and actually go through and do these 60s on your email.
All right, now we're going to run out of time, but I want to run through the 10 points that you hit in the book, and then I'm just going to ask you about one of them to give me a minute on that, okay?
Okay, sure.
It's preparation, reduction, order, discipline, unease, overload, and stress, concentration, time, information, vitality, and equilibrium, creating your own balance and boundaries. But talk about discipline, because I don't know what that means.
Discipline means that you consistently have the habits required to meet the scheduling that you've placed on yourself for that day.
That's too hard.
So it could be multitasking. It could be that you've got too much going on in your brain and you're not writing things down.
Right.
It's really being able to focus despite distractions and sticking to things. So if you know that you can't leave until you get two things done before the end of the day, well, then don't start working on the other 10 things. You know, that needs to be done. It's doing what needs to be done regardless of how you feel about it. And it sounds like for you that's the hard thing because you like to work on the fun stuff.
Yeah, I do. You
know,
because I'm a child.
No, you're not. You're just normal. Bless you, you're normal.
Let me ask you some more.
Yeah.
Will you marry me?
Oh, so you're just trying to account for your weaknesses.
I believe you're the only one that can save me.
Well, get my book. I'd be happy to help you there.
Leave the what a sweet blow off. Leave the office earlier. The Productivity Pro shows you how to do more in less time and feel great about it. And in a very concise, organized manner, so if you're an idiot like I am, you can actually work through this stuff and find your way to a better life. So when you write the follow-up or whatever the next one is, we'll check in, and I will have read your book and put your systems in order, and we'll see how much better I am.
I like it. I like it.
The
for you.
ProductivityPro.com. And where do we get the book?
The book, actually, any major bookstore, Amazon.com.
All right. Nice talking to you.
Yeah, you must be doing something well or you wouldn't be as successful as you are. So.
No, it's all because of my producer. You hold on, okay?
Take care. Thanks.
That's Laura Stack, who, she's great. We like Laura Stack. She's a good guest.
Sounds to me like you only need one more D.
You know what my other D is?
Dumpster.
You know what the dumpster is good. Yeah. But you know what my other D is?
What?
Damn, what am I going to do with all this stuff?